Hi, my name is Kira Peterson. I'm a Vassar student, and I'm here today with some other people from my Sunrise Hub to participate in the sit-in because it's extremely important that we take a stand immediately for climate justice, and our elected officials need to understand that we're going to keep showing up and telling them that they need to take more aggressive action if they want to be able to provide us with a livable future and good jobs.
And is there an active group at Vassar that's with Sunrise?
Yeah, we are part of the Mid-Hudson Valley Sunrise Extinction Rebellion Hub. You can find us on Facebook.
My name is Melissa Hoffman. I'm from Vassar. I'm part of the Sunrise and Extinction Rebellion Hub down in Poughkeepsie. And I'm here because I'm tired of my politicians just not taking enough action on the climate crisis. They say they care about our futures, but they're not doing anything to act on it. We only have 10 years to get to zero emissions, and I'm scared that we won't have a livable future if we don't act. And I'm also here calling on Governor Cuomo to shut down all fossil fuel power plants in New York State, including Cricket Valley and Danskammer, because it's immoral for us to allow for them to exist in a climate crisis.
And why do you think so many students have become active in the climate crisis in recent years?
I think young people are really understanding the urgency of the time we're living in right now. We have a very short timeline to get to zero emissions and enact a whole lot of changes we need with a Green New Deal to really protect our futures. And a lot of people are scared and don't feel safe or confident in our governments to be able to take on this.
And if Governor Cuomo was to walk out here and say, what would you say to the governor?
I'd let him know that he isn't acting on his policies or what he says he's going to do. He calls himself a climate leader, but he's not actually doing enough. And I think he needs to understand that young people feel a great sense of urgency on this issue that he needs to connect with better.
Thank you.
My name's did you start recording? Okay. My name's Emily, and I'm here because I'm in college right now, and I feel like I'm doing all this studying for nothing because our world is dying. And if there's even one bit of something I can do to make people in power understand how critical this issue is, I'm going to do that. And even though it's finals week and I should be studying, I can't do my job because our lawmakers aren't doing their jobs. So support the new Green Deal, please.
What school do you go to?
I go to Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
What do you think RPI should be doing more in terms of promoting, say, renewable energy, energy efficiency?
RPI has a lot of great minds and definitely more of a, not only like campus movement towards going green, but also, making sure that our president understands she's a very well-respected woman, and especially in government, and has a lot of high-up friends, so making sure that she understands how she can use her position and influence and help uplift her students, as well as like making sure that students understand how important it is to go into renewables and to study that, because there are really a lot of great people who understand like the importance of it. They just don't know how to get their voices heard.
Why should we have a Green New Deal?
A Green New Deal because, honestly, there are no other plans out there. Our plan as it currently is to just keep going on the path we're on, which will lead us to extinction. The Green New Deal advocates for a circular economy. It's not just being kind to the planet. It makes sense. It's about justice, fairness. It's not just about saving the planet.
I'm Catherine, and I'm here because this is the most pressing issue of our time. We don't have time for it to be deliberated and sitting in committees. We know what we need to do. The science is there. The research is there. We just need to push forward legislation and start taking action.
So how fast would you like to see the state move in under particular things like solar or wind or energy efficiency that you really want to see move faster?
As soon as they possibly can, I think it should get out there. The latest science says that we only have 12 years or less to get things done, and the sooner we can make these changes, the better.
Thank you.
I necessarily want want to have children, because I don't know if that's the morally right thing to do, if I don't know that the earth is going to be there for them by the time that they exist. And I still don't know, because nothing has really happened since then. We demand and we demand and we demand, and still our legislators ignore us, time and time again. Leonardo DiCaprio is not the face of climate justice, nor is Mark Ruffalo. It is the people, the indigenous people, who are living through it right now. This is not just about our future, but someone's current present. There are indigenous people who are being displaced because of climate change right now. They are the face of the climate movement. We have stolen their land, and now we are destroying it. It is the people who are living in cities, the people of color, the minorities, whose voices are ignored by their government, by their media, that are the faces of the climate movement, who cannot even go to school or go outside and breathe a breath of fresh air. They are the face of this climate movement. So our demands are the following. We demand a Green New Deal. We demand to end fossil fuel campaign donation. Our legislators should not be bought with money that is going towards the end of our humanity. Yeah. We demand accountability of these fossil fuel executives.
Hell yeah!
For the destruction that they are causing every single second of every single day. We demand a citizens assembly on climate justice, because we demand that our voices are heard. We demand an end to industrial agriculture, and we demand that you protect indigenous rights, because so often we push them aside and ignore their voices when they have been dealt with the worst hand in this entire deal. Livelihoods, their land, their rights, and now their agencies are being stripped away right before our eyes, and no one is talking about it. We demand a just transition to renewable energy, because renewable energy will help our economy, it'll create new jobs, and it'll save our planet. We demand, finally demand, to protect climate refugees, the people who are being displaced right now as we speak all over the world.
In 2018, there were 17.2 million people forced to flee their homes from climate change-related events. And yes, indigenous peoples, young children, people of color, those in low-income communities are disproportionately impacted by this. And they are disproportionately impacted by it now. Summer 2019 was the hottest summer ever recorded. September 2019 was the warmest September ever recorded. October 2019 was the warmest October ever recorded. And on the flip side, people like to tell us that, oh, it's global warming, why do we have snow on the ground? Chicago had record-breaking days of below zero Fahrenheit temperatures in 2019. People who are living in poverty and those who are homeless are at an increased risk from death from these extreme hot and cold temperatures, and we need to fight against this, because nobody should die. Yeah? Demand environmental accountability from the corporations who put short-term economic gain over the value of human lives.
$1 billion steps made by people, made by immigrants who were killed in the process of making these steps, so that the politicians could go into their closed chambers and take votes on our lives. So the people came here today to demand action. Climate change, I do not believe that people are kind.
Oh, I started.
Apprehension, and I feel foreboding. I am discouraged and I am disheartened. I feel grief and restless. I feel detached and disturbed. There are some days in this movement when I don't know how I feel. I become so exhausted and frustrated. It didn't seem like the words I speak were important or they carried weight.
We are striking because marginalized communities across our nation, especially communities of color, disabled communities, and low-income communities are already disproportionately impacted. More than half of the 9 million people living near hazardous waste sites are people of color, and Black Americans are 3 times more likely to die of air pollutants. Developing countries, such as countries where my family comes from, are especially going to be impacted. My family are refugees from Afghanistan, and they did not come here looking for their children to get a better life, but I don't know if I'm going to have a future. Greta said you love your children above all else, but you're stealing the future, their future in front of their very eyes. I don't think our politicians care about their children anymore.